Well, we know COVID-19 attacks the lungs. That's why people need oxygen and the very sickest need ventilators to be their lungs. It's also long been known that polluted air is bad for people's lungs. And now scientists are worried about the combination that long-term exposure to air pollution can make the coronavirus more dangerous. Reed Frazier of State Impact Pennsylvania and the Allegheny Front reports that air quality could play a big role in how this pandemic plays out.
A few years ago, Karen Clay and two other economists did a study of death rates for the 1918 flu pandemic.
So we look at 183 cities. It's basically every city in the United States for which there is data.
Clay is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University. She was interested in whether more people died in cities with high air pollution from burning coal compared to those in cities with less air pollution.
Places with higher coal-fired capacity had more severe pandemics.
Mortality rates were about 10% higher in U.S. cities with the dirtiest air, accounting for an additional 30,000 to 42,000 deaths. Studies have found similar effects for other outbreaks, like SARS in China in 2003. And Clay worries air quality in places like Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and other U.S. cities that fail to meet federal standards could mean more people get COVID-19, and those who get the virus could be more likely to have a more severe case or even die.
I think that we would have a less severe outbreak if we had lower levels of air pollution.
New research in the U.S. and Italy has shown the impact of the coronavirus has been worse in places with high pollution levels. In the American study, COVID patients in more polluted counties were 15% more likely to die than those in less polluted counties. There's plenty of evidence that pollution can make respiratory infections like COVID-19 worse. Sally Wenzel is a physician and chair of environmental and occupational health at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. She says pollution can damage the cells that line breathing passageways. These cells form a natural defense for the lungs from foreign agents.
But when they're damaged, they don't function nearly as well as a barrier, and so things like viruses can get through that barrier and into the body, into the deeper spaces of the body.
This kicks off an inflammatory response in the lung that can then lead to further infection. Of course, there are lots of other factors impacting the coronavirus pandemic. Social distancing and hand washing can slow the spread, and those who smoke or have underlying health issues, like diabetes, can be at greater risk of illness or death. Air quality in cities around the world is now clearing up, as governments have locked down economies to slow the spread of the virus. That's also happening in the U.S. Dr. Jonathan Sammet is dean of the Colorado School of Public Health.
I guess the good news side the story is, of course, that with so much commerce shut down, air pollution levels have dropped.
Traffic is way down and industry has slowed. The usual smog in cities around the country is clearing out. Will a few weeks of suddenly clean air help blunt the impact of the virus? Scientists say it's too soon to tell. But in the short term, they say cleaner air could reduce the incidence of other pollution-related illnesses, like heart and lung disease. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.